Hello and welcome to another edition of Conversations with Community Managers. My name is Jim Storer. I'm one of the founders of the Community Roundtable, and I'm here with my capable co-host, Shannon Abram. Shannon?
Hi, Jim. We are so excited to be here today for another episode of Conversations with Community Managers. We have a very exciting guest today. We are joined by Tanya Caruana from Bank of Montreal. Hi, Tanya.
Hi there.
We are so excited to have you join us. I would love if you could kick things off by telling us a little bit about you, a little bit about where you work, and the kind of community that you work with.
Sure. So my name is Tanya Caruana. I work for Bank of Montreal, which is one of the big five banks in Canada. And I am a member of the Employee Technology Experience and Communications team. It's quite a mouthful. And our team is really responsible for helping to ensure that there's a positive employee experience with the technologies that we roll out here at the bank. And that is, again, for our employees. And I am specifically responsible for leading the adoption for our collaboration tools, more specifically Microsoft Office 365 suite. So things like Yammer, SharePoint, and OneDrive, for example. So I help with the communications, training, and any other adoption type of activities.
Cool. So I have two sort of mini follow-up questions. Were you part of the decision-making process to go with the Office 365 Microsoft as a tool?
Or did I was not.
So yeah. you were no. handed that.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Yes.
And do you know how long as an organization you've been using and sort of Yammer specifically?
Yeah, we started our deployment as a pilot in 2016.
So I'd love to kind of dig into that and just understand more about your environment. And you know, I understand you're using Yammer. How do you, it's certainly a challenge sometimes to get folks to engage in an online environment like that. And I'm wondering, you know, what have you learned over the years and how are there tips and tricks that you can share in getting people engaged on Yammer?
Absolutely. So, and you're right. You know, when we first rolled out Yammer, we had, you know, there's the usual roadblocks. You know, people are unsure of the technology, and also the fact that it's, you know, it's something else. You're adding something else to my toolkit, right? And we already have a lot of tools today. So, you know, I guess one of the first barriers when we came out, when we launched Yammer was, what is this? And why would I use it when I have email and Skype, right? So my role was to really help educate that yes, we have email and we have Skype and now we have Yammer, and they're all used for different purposes. And so, you know, what I explained to them is that Yammer is a collaboration tool to exchange ideas between people you know and you don't know across the organization, and that no other tool enables you to do that, right? With email and Skype, you are contacting somebody directly. You need to know that person. Yammer enables you to put out a question to the universe, right? With Yammer, you get to form communities of practice, and you can even start different groups around a specific discipline, around support. So we have a Yammer 101 group and a OneDrive 101 group, for example. And I think one of the things that I felt really resonated with people was I said, if you think in life, as you do in work, at work, we have many tools that look the same, but they serve different purposes. So, for example, we all like to eat, right? We have many different knives. I can sure have a steak with a butter knife, but isn't it a lot easier if I use a steak knife? And for most people, the aha happens right there, right? Yeah, that is true. We do have multiple knives. And I said chefs have multiple whips, and there's multiple hammers and saws for people who are into home improvement. That's no different than our tech environment. So what it's really about is about choosing the right tool for the task. You can use the other tools, but you may not be as effective when you use those tools. Another barrier, I would say, that came next was, I don't have time for Yammer, right? This is Facebook for the enterprise, and I'm not a social person. And I'm laughing because, you know, in truth, neither am I. I have a Facebook page that I very rarely visit. I'm not on Twitter. Yeah, so I have a LinkedIn account, but I'm not super active in that social realm outside of work. But what I explain to people is that Yammer actually saves you time, because you can collaborate in pretty much near real time, and you're able to get answers to questions really quickly when you don't know where to go. And when you think about that in a large organization like ourselves, with, you know, over 35,000 employees, even in the tech environment, you may not know who to ask for something. And a lot of our challenges come up with how do I, rather than technical issues with a product, right, where you'd call the help desk. So where do you go for those how do I's? You know, you can call the help desk, but it's so much faster and more effective to put it out to the Yammer universe, because what we realized was that you often get very quick answers, but sometimes multiple answers. All of them are correct, and it shows that there's multiple ways to do things. So it also enables you to save time, because Yammer has a mobile app, right? So for many people, the ability to access Yammer on the go is extremely helpful.
It's really interesting. I love the different types of knives or different types of tools, analog. I think that's a really effective way to explain it. And I'm not surprised you got folks to an aha moment. How many folks do you have using the Yammer platform?
We have about 15,000 employees using Yammer, and that is growing regularly. I have a rollout that's coming out next week with a very large group in our organization. So we're really excited.
And have you had success throughout the different levels of the organization? Are there levels where you've had bigger challenges? I wonder about the makeup, because one of the things that we've seen is that it can be a challenge to get executives maybe that are further along in their career to adopt new technologies, but the most effective employee communities are the ones where you actually have executives participating versus just endorsing.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And yes, it can be challenging. And one of the things that we always talk about when we're doing our rollouts is the importance of leadership desire and commitment, right? Yep. And so, you know, we want to make sure that there is actually communication from the leader, and because that's authentic, right? Rather than having somebody else post the messages. And we try to show how easy it is to do. And again, most leaders aren't tied to their desk. They are moving, they're mobile. And so that's where the mobile app is so beneficial. And yes, from what we've seen, there's been a much greater engagement in groups where the leaders are directly involved. And I can say that we have had Yammer Jams, with one particular group here at Bank of Montreal, and they are quite active in using these Yam Jams because they found them very effective. So we've had three over the course of the past year, and all of those Yam Jams involved very senior leaders and having them engaged, and it was a lot of fun. And I think for them, they were really impressed with the feedback that they got from employees, because the Yam Jams were really centered around specific topics, around how do we improve our workplace, for example. Their first one was Ask Me Anything, and literally it was Ask Them Anything. It could have been anything about work, but also there were questions that came up about themselves. And that was kind of nice, because it again gave that more human approach, that authenticity to the leader, that, you know, they're also a person with a personal life. And it was quite neat to see.
So I have to ask, in case anyone out there doesn't use Yammer or isn't familiar with the term, can you tell us what a Yam Jam is, how it works?
Yeah.
I love it, but I just want everyone to be on the same page with us.
Sure, no problem. So what a Yam Jam is, it's a planned session, if you will, on Yammer, where you have a set of people that are going to be on the Yammer platform at a specific time, addressing a specific question, for example. So I gave the example of, you know, how we improve our workplace. That was the topic of a Yam Jam, and we communicated this out to the employees within this particular group in Yammer, and we, I think it was three senior leaders that were going to be on Yammer at a particular time, so let's say from 9 till 3 p.m., and it doesn't have to be that long, it's whatever you choose. This was for a call center environment, so actually we went from 10 till 6 p.m. We wanted to make sure we hit everyone on shift. Employees ask questions and the leaders respond to the questions. And then from there, we took some of that feedback and summarized it and let the employees know what the outcome of that was going to be. So what are the next steps? Because you want to make sure, for us, we wanted to make sure that employees felt that their time on that Yam Jam was worth it. And again, for employees, they don't have to sit there for, you know, 6 hours or 7 hours or 3 hours. They just have to pop in, you know, put in their question and wait for their answer. So they can get a notification when their post has been responded to.
I love it. And I do think I know that the Yam Jam terminology and the Yam Jam idea is great on Yammer and works really well. It is the kind of thing I think that you could make work on almost any platform, or the way sort of an Ask Me Anything would work on Reddit or on Twitter. So
right,
for anyone out there not on Yammer, don't be, you know, you can make it happen. So I want to switch gears a little bit, although it sounds like that 15,000 people is a lot of people, but they're very engaged. You work at a bank.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a regulated industry. Sometimes there are stereotypes about banks. Have there been challenges that you think might be specifically tied to working at that kind of organization, and how have you overcome them?
I would say yes and no. Okay, so the yes part is because we are a regulated industry, there is a population of our employees that are regulated and right now are unable to use Yammer. So so there is a segment right at this time that cannot get into Yammer. The no part of it is that people are people, you know, so I've noticed that regardless of the industry that you're in and regardless of your demographic, so I find that you're going to get the mix of employees that are really keen to try out something new. You're going to get that mix of employees that are keen to try it out because they've seen it at another organization, they've used it before, or they understand the concept and the benefit of collaboration across an organization. And then you're going to get the few that are like, I don't know about this. I don't like this social thing. I'm not social. And I laugh at that because I always say, you are social, because you probably, like, don't tell me you go to a cubicle and don't say anything to any of your colleagues. We get work done in an environment where we are social and we collaborate. We just aren't realizing we're doing it because we haven't formalized it. We haven't put like a label on it. So you're going to get that group. And then you're going to get the ones, again, that if you're going through that sort of that gradient of, yes, I'm on it, to, I'm not so sure, to the ones that are just like, yeah, this is totally Facebook for business and I have no time for that. And you do get that. And for them, you know, I don't think you're going to get everyone on board. That's just my opinion. So you have to be okay with that. But I think it's helping to really understand your users, and they need to know what's in it for them, right? Rolling out, people are busy rolling out a new piece of technology. Employees need to feel that they're getting value from it, because no one has time to learn something new. Even though I found Yammer really easy, no one taught me how to use it. I went in there, I found it super intuitive. It's still, I mean, my job is training and adoption, so of course I'm going to give that a go. If that's not your job, and your job is answering calls at a call center, you know, you're doing something else, you're not necessarily going to be super excited about learning something new. So, you know, I think one of the things that's really important to other community managers or people that are rolling out Yammer is to understand your users. Help them understand how they can benefit from Yammer and understand how they work and what's important to them and what's their current pain points. And, you know, I say it's not hard to get this information. Just talk to people, ask them. And I think that when you understand that, you can position Yammer in a way that will help resonate with them. So, for example, we have a lot of folks in our organization that have corporate and BYOD mobile devices. And so we actually have a group in Yammer on that. And I explained to them that they can go here and find out what's coming to our mobile space. And people are very interested in that. Definitely, that's one that interests a lot of people, is that mobile space and that mobile environment. So I think it's helping people understand where they can get that value. And you can't do that by making assumptions. You need to understand the diversity of the folks within your organization and understand what's important to them and their pain points, and also understanding a segment of people and how they react to new technologies, and those that, again, are going to be a little bit more shy about using it versus those that are ready to jump in. And I think, again, having that support from leadership and that leadership engagement really helped.
It's interesting, as you were kind of sharing with us there, I was thinking about how a very high percentage of our members say that the one piece of their job that isn't necessarily on their job description, but they do it a lot, is internal evangelism. And I have a sneaky suspicion that you probably have some tips and tricks to share around how you've gotten out in the organization to kind of share why this is important and how people can benefit the most from it. And I'm just wondering if you've got any really successful projects or successful ways that you've evangelized within Bank of Montreal.
Yeah, sure. It really interesting, because when we rolled this out, you know, I was thinking, how am I going to get people on board with this? You come up with a lot of creative ways. So one of them, and again, I will talk about different ways in which we've done things, because people may have different resource availability or budgeting, etc. So one of them was that we held like a collaboration expo. So we had a location, and it wasn't just with Yammer. So we showed up all of the Office 365 tools, invited employees over a course of a day. They didn't have to spend the whole day. It was just drop in and come in, and there's different booths, and we will share with them what the technologies do, how they can benefit from it. And we had actual little breakouts that were 30 minutes in length. And the Yammer breakout, my vice president was the one that presented. And so that really went a long way with employees around, wow, this is a really good piece of technology that we're actually having a vice president speak to it. And also at that event, we did a photo booth. So you're talking about different segments of people. There are some people that love their selfies. I am not one of them. I have to tell you that wouldn't work for me, but it did for a lot. And so yeah. I couldn't believe how busy the photo booth was. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't like being in photos, but they loved it. And so that got them posting. The other thing I did is, I would start to share with other people I spoke with, right? Again, we don't work in a vacuum. So I would start to talk about some of the things that I was learning from Yammer. People say, where'd you get that information from? Yammer, aren't you on Yammer yet? What's Yammer? So I call it FOMO, right? The fear of missing out. When you're able to communicate all of this information that you have that other people don't have, they want to know where you're getting this from. So I explain that to them. And then they would start to gain some interest in being on Yammer. Another thing that I did, and I did not expect this outcome, but, and this is with people who are already on Yammer. I added the bracket after my name, Yammer Champion, close bracket. I got so many, how did you get that title? I just added it. And they're like, oh, can I do that too? I said, yeah, go ahead. So now in Yammer, there's so many people who actually branded themselves as Yammer champions. And I thought that was pretty neat. The other thing is, as we started, there were, again, some senior leaders that were interested in Yammer. And they I had them assign or work with someone who could be a Yammer champion that could then evangelize Yammer within their group. And I created my own Yammer Champions Yammer group so that we can all share how our journey was going within our groups, where we were struggling, what we could use to help bolster adoption within the group. Within the technology area, Yammer was deployed like to everybody, right? So we wanted to make sure that, you know, we were eating our own dog food, as they say, right? We're putting this out to everyone, we need to use it. And so I kept a close eye on how that was going from an adoption perspective. And it wasn't as high as I expected because it was just sort of, it's out there. And sometimes, you know, we're in technology and you think that the tech people would be the quickest to adopt it. My experience has been opposite with many of the tools that we have. So that's where it came to a lot of presentation. So we did a lot of things like that digital expo, for example, or I would reach out to different areas that I, you know, from my context, what I would know about what's going on in the organization and say, you know, have you heard about Yammer? And I'd love to come and chat with you and your group about it. And then just, it starts to become, it starts to grow from word of mouth. People started to contact me and saying, hey, I want to learn more about this Yammer and how we can benefit from it. And my leader wants to know about Yammer. I did a lot of presentations at the senior level as well to talk to the senior leaders about Yammer, how it can benefit them and their team, and really helping them around employee engagement, which is really critical for many leaders. And at Bank of Montreal, we are a company that's across Canada, but we're also in the US. We have operations overseas. So having a tool where you can connect people regardless of location, physical location, is very important to our leaders. So I think that was another piece that resonated with them.
You know, there's a lot to unpack there. You shared a lot of great ideas and insights into kind of the way you build engagement at an organization. And I think one of the ones I just wanted to highlight, if I can, is that I think the idea of the photo booth or headshots and bringing people together, because I think in a lot of internal communities, you'll get, you know, the default icon for a profile photo isn't so great. It's like sometimes it's a gray, you know, gray.
Yeah.
Flat avatar, right? And yeah. I think it's really interesting to either take professional headshots or, you know, something that Shannon and I are talking about for our event later on this year is to bring in a caricaturist to do professional looking caricatures of the folks that are in attendance. And I think, you know, there are some really creative ways that you can help people get a photo of themselves that they would love to share with the rest of the organization. And yeah, that's just a really kind of, I think that's a strong way to get people tied into and adopting that technology. The other one I'd love to mention is the idea that you had the executive presenting or your vice president presenting. I've heard about a lot of teams that do kind of road shows or expos, and it's the team, the community project team that is doing the presenting. That's really powerful what you did where you had your VP, because that does show a certain level of commitment and buy-in that goes a long way. I mean, it's a, you know, he or she is really modeling the behavior that you hope to see from all executives. That's good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And a little tip too for, say, community managers, you know, maybe when they're creating a new group or they're rolling it out and they're like, how do I start getting people just to even use it? There's a couple of things I'd say is, you know, within our own team, what I did when we were piloting and just testing it out is, as you talked about the image or the avatar for the group, I actually had our group members come up with that avatar. And again, you know, in choosing this method for adoption within my team, I knew that would work with my team. My team is very creative and competitive. So what I said is, hey guys, you know, we need to get a fun avatar here for our group. So go on out, come up with some great images and post them here in Yammer. And then we'll vote on the one that we want to be our avatar. And so it exploded. Like, people were posting, like, and, you know, of course, it went off in fun direction too. But I wanted to show them that you can have fun and work in Yammer. So it's okay to have that social aspect where you're having a bit of fun. And that's how we got our avatar. So that actually got people comfortable with the tool in, I guess kind of like a tricky way, you know? So it's not really work related, but you're getting them to do things. They have to go out and take a picture. They have to draw something. They have to post something. They have to vote. So I'm getting them to try a bunch of things in the technology without actually them realizing that, right?
So you're tricking
that
them.
We've had someone else in our organization who was one of the evangelists. He did a scavenger hunt using Yammer. So, you know, he posted the instructions. They had to post things back. So have fun with it, right? It is a tool like that is social that you can have fun with, and it gives you that ability to do that. So just think creatively about how can you engage people in a different way, at least initially, so it's not so worky, but you got to get them in there so that they feel comfortable. The other item that I would say too is that I actually surprise people when I tell them that we have social groups, like actual social groups. So I say to a person, you know, do you like food? Because we have an active foodies and cooking connoisseurs group here at BMO. And like, I didn't realize how good some people can cook and bake, the images that they show. And so some people are like, really? Yeah, even if you don't go on for work, just go on for that. But and that's important because it gets people comfortable with the technology. And then from there, they're going to start to join other groups, right? So you want to get them in. And so maybe it's the mobile device updates group. Maybe it's foodies and cooking connoisseurs. We have one on petrol heads. So, I mean, there's a lot of car lovers, and they put pictures of their cars and their motorcycles. And I've met so many people through Yammer this way. And that's another benefit that I share with people is the ability to network. Mm-hmm. And when, again, we're working in different locations, we span north and south, having the ability to network with people that you may have not otherwise met is extremely powerful.
Is the Bank of Montreal a relatively progressive work culture? Because some of what you're saying, I know in some organizations, they're probably, if they're listening to this, would say, yeah, that's not going to fly at my organization. You know, the executives are, you know, concerned that if we spend too much time on social, you know, we're not being productive. And so I guess what I'm wondering, do the executives understand that in order to get to the kind of engagement that's going to have a business impact, you need to allow some of the engagement that is just going to get people comfortable, whether it's the foodie talk or the car talk and that sort of thing?
Yeah, and this is absolutely a conversation that came up for sure. You know, same thing. There was some concern about having social groups, but I think it's explaining, as I did, that, you know, it's important to have those for people to feel comfortable. That whether they're there or not, people are having social conversations one way or another, right? This is actually more visible. And I think that's a good thing because you also have the flip side of that from an employee going, woo, I better not overpost in here because then people are going to think I've got nothing to do, right? So right. Versus if I'm just talking to my colleague beside me or using Skype, it happens. It's just we're not necessarily aware of it. This just makes it more open. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. And so it's helping them to understand that and the importance of that social connection with people.
I think that's really important to think about that. People, it was a little bit of an aha for me just there, that people in a traditional organization that's doing communication traditional ways are spending that time at the water cooler, at the lunch table, at wherever, having these conversations about their dogs or their cars or their vacations. And then with a dispersed workforce, I mean, I can't imagine all 15,000 of your employees are in the same location. It's just another, you said it's another tool to enable those conversations among a wider, more dispersed group of people. And that's a really powerful way to think about it.
Well, exactly. And I say, my comment is always, It's not the tool that's an issue. What you need to, and we shouldn't worry about that. What we need to look at is, are we generating the results we need to generate? Like, are employees actually completing the job that they need to complete? Are they generating the results they need to complete? If the answer is no, then that's a management issue, right? It's not a tool issue. And if they are not doing what they need to do to complete their job because they're spending too much time on Yammer, because they're spending too much time at the water cooler or on lunch, for example, that's a management issue, not the tool. And helping them understand that is key.
So we always end the podcast with the same question. And that question is, what is your community superpower?
Oh, oh, that's a tough one.
I know.
Community superpower. I think it's the connector. I'm able to respond and connect people quickly. So I don't like seeing a post that doesn't go answered. I always say that's like you're in a room of people and you speak or you ask a question and nobody responds back. You get crickets. Not a good feeling. So I make sure that I acknowledge and where I can connect that person with the right person. So I'll at mention someone who I think would know the answer so that they have something to go with. I don't like leaving somebody hanging. So I'd say the connector.
I'm giving you a virtual high five because that's the one.
Oh,
that
awesome. I'm accepting it back. High five back.
That is a wonderful superpower and is a great place to end the podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. It sounds like you're very busy, and so I appreciate that your time is at a premium, but this has been a really wonderful conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to another edition of Conversations with Community Managers from the Community Roundtable. We'll see you next time.